Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire. Welcome back. Yeah, welcome back to Friday. Hey, good morning, everybody. It is Friday, the 27th of March, 7:05 in the morning. I don't know why, because I've had all week to practice this. Why on Fridays I just kind of like, you know, I wing it. We're in casual Friday today, by the way. Yeah, we'd have casual Thursdays and Wednesdays and Tuesdays and Mondays, too, here. Right, Jared? Of course, Jared always wears a tie. You know, it's kind of really shames me. You know, you're tie shaming me. You know, we come in here... Tie.
You got to step up your game, Carl.
Sports coat. Shoe shine. Gee. Anyway, good morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. They are triaging people just like Dignity Health and other hospitals are outside. You want the emergency rooms look like emergency rooms should be. And you say, what's that? It's not crowded. They're not crowded because people are not coming in. They don't want to go into a hospital. Now, they don't use the emergency rooms except unless it's an emergency. And that's not just here in Redding. It's in Long Beach. It's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's in a number of different places. People just aren't coming in because they have a hurt finger or, something like that. So emergency rooms are being used for emergencies. It's almost surreal, I've been told. So, anyway, what's the weather look like for this weekend, especially?
Well, currently 34 degrees. Today is going to be mostly sunny, then becoming cloudy with a chance of showers tonight with a high of 62 and a low of 41. Tomorrow, showers are likely with a high of 57, a low of 44. On Sunday, showers are likely during the day, becoming cloudy at night with a high of 59 and a low of 43. And on Monday, we have a 30% chance of showers during the day, the high of 62 and a low of 45.
Okay. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. They've extended their lines into generators so that you can have an all-house generator, or you can just have generators of smaller kilowatt size to run your air conditioning or heating, or your refrigerator, freezer, all those things. Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793. Okay. I'm get going now. Biden has been accused of sexual assault. One of his staffers who worked in his Senate office in the early 1990s, Tara Reid, has come forward to accuse him of sexually assaulting her in 1993. She claims that Biden forcibly kissed her and reached into her pants. Now, this puts people into two different – it puts the conservatives and the liberals into an interesting dichotomy right now. Because conservatives will say, due process. You know, let's go back to Kavanaugh. Due process. Due process. And the liberal constituency, the Democrats here in this case, will say, me too, me too. You've got to believe the woman. So this is interesting. Now we'll see who's hypocritical out there, who changes it because it's Biden. Now, the whole thing can go be like this as Biden goes, I don't remember that. And it could be absolutely true because it seems like Joe's having problems remembering things from his past. Do you punish somebody that really, truly doesn't remember it? Yeah, okay. You're really joining into this conversation, aren't you? No, you're not at all. Okay. Hey, America is now number one in coronavirus cases. But it's not per capita. It's just the numbers. Here in Shasta County, we have three cases. We had the one death. The woman had been down in Sacramento. She, from what I understand, had underlying health issues. her somebody close to her and her family then tested positive, and now the whole family is being quarantined. Butte County, I think, has got five. Anyway, it's 11 for all of Northern California. Is that a mask? You've got your mask on?
I do.
Jared, you're like 50 feet away from me in a
closed... I know, we're the only two people here.
You know, we're the only two people here. We haven't even gotten within 12 feet of each other today. Okay. The woman that died was being treated at Shasta Regional. They kept her in a isolation area where the air. She's in a room that has the air is recirculated. It just doesn't go out into the atmosphere without being treated and run through HEPA filters several times. Last night, we had a show on, and Jared, you were here for this. And it was Dr. Orna Gill. It was Dr. James Taggart from Shasta Regional Medical Center. He does the emergency management over there. Dr. Miles, who does the infectious diseases over there. And a gentleman from Vibra. And neither one of us are going to be able to pronounce his name, but it's Dr. Naba Kana. Something not even close. And then, of course, Orna Gill, and then Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And then a gentleman by the name of Dr. Michael Lin. Dr. Michael Lin, for the last years, has been studying the coronavirus. He's out of Stanford. They have provided him his own lab down there, the Michael Lin lab, to study infectious diseases, and he's been studying the coronavirus, and he came on last night. This show is in our archives. I highly recommend that anybody that wants to learn the truth about the coronavirus and the truth about different types of remedies we're hearing about or cures we're hearing about, listen to that 15 minutes, because what he did was he essentially took the chloroquine cure that people are talking about, and he said, don't be so fast with this. He said the study in France, if I understood him right, the study in France has had a lot of things that could have been wrong with it, that this type of medication with something else has shown that, yes, it can help some people, but it has no impact on other people. And that this is something that the studies for these vaccines that they're making now, it's going to take some time. But he kind of talked about the coronavirus, and he gave, I don't know, in 15 minutes, he kind of laid everything out. I thought, did you, when you heard that last night, Jared, because Jared was our producer last night, what did you think?
About the
Yeah, about the things he was saying. I mean, he said that we haven't turned that corner yet on finding the magic pill.
No.
Yeah.
Something he did say that I thought was interesting was why they're so into people washing hands. And I was always thinking, well, I don't have antibacterial soap necessarily at home, just regular hand soap. But he said it's the detergent in the hand soap, not any antibacterial properties that destroys these,
even though they'll last for 3, 4, or 5 days sometimes on surfaces, they are a fragile type of microbe that can be destroyed by washing your hands with any type of soap. As long as, you wash between your fingers, you wash the ends of your fingers, and you just wash your hands a lot. And then, use these wipes with at least 60% alcohol in it. The treatment around here, Shasta County, has, we've only had 3 cases. And some of the people are saying that what we need to worry about or be concerned about is that San Francisco, people from San Francisco, it doesn't take a million of them. It only takes like 40 or 50,000 to start traveling and to go to places, because they have panicked down there, and to go to places where the virus isn't at. And we're one of those places, even though we've had 3 cases. But this is not over. Again, I urge you to listen, go to our archives and listen to the show from last night at 6 p.m., the Dr. Orna Gill show. We haven't turned the corner on this, and it's not going to be over in 2 weeks. This is something that we've got to be looking at for a full month at a minimum. But, you know, who knows what will happen around the corner. I got to take a quick break. Orchard Nutrition is wanting to help their customers, but they all want their customers to stay safe and their employees. They have senior shopping hours from 7 to 8 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. Their public shopping hours for everybody is Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. The deli kitchen is still in service, but will be pre-made grab-and-go only. You can make a phone call to them and order it, and then just come there, and they will deliver your sandwich out to you. Everything else that you need in there, they will continue to, of course, assist. And like I said, they are taking precautions on this. And in their printout, it is, do your part. Please help with the 6-foot social distancing. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:16 in the morning, 27th of March. And it looks like it's going to be a mixed day.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Planning an event? Double date? Girls' night? Overtime? Inside Wind River Resort and Casino offers reserve seating. Party together in style all night long with top-level service and entertainment. Reserve your table or VIP package with bottle service and appetizers starting at $25. Overtime. Turning it up a notch with personalized VIP treatments. For info, call group sales at 530-339-7454 or download the Wind River app. Reservations must be made 1 week in advance. Nightlife is better at the river.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Make this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines are 605-4567 here on the 27th of March, 7:20 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. It's our firearms dealer of choice. They have it all there. They have a great selection of firearms, all the accessories, ammo, training, and great customer service, and veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms, and gun stores have just been considered essential services. A couple of the bigger towns in California, like L.A. and San Diego, said that they were not essential services, and they wanted them to shut down. And then after their attorneys, their own attorneys from the city, got in there and said, can't do that. They're an essential service. So they opened them up again, and so Gavin Newsom said it's up to the counties. Well, Sheriff Eric McGreen says it's an essential service, so they're up. So head on down to Bastiani Arms for any of your gun needs. Somebody just called in and said it's not a good idea for flights to be coming in from San Francisco and going down to San Francisco. Well, if you've seen photos of San Francisco, the streets there look like, empty. I guess somebody was saying, I went down to San Francisco for business. I got there, did the business, turned around. He said he blew through the bridge, blew through all the toll booths, and got back. You know, it was like a three-hour trip total, you know, to get, you know, from down there and back. Said there's no traffic. But United, right here in Reading, is commercial air services being cut due to the coronavirus. United Airlines is suspending it's one flight to Los Angeles and will only offer one flight a day to San Francisco, down from three. So they beginning April 1st, a single flight to San Francisco International Airport will depart at 6:15, and the incoming flight from SFO will arrive at 11:47. The three flights to San Francisco are scheduled to resume April 15th, and the flights to Los Angeles has not been announced. So that was interesting that a lady called and said, is it a good idea for the flights to be coming in from San Francisco? Well, they've been cut back. It's interesting to see that every time Trump has a news conference or a press conference about the virus, it becomes there's things that are taken out of context. There's things he says, too, that a layman would say. And Dr. Fauci, who is the head of the CDC, has come out and said, the good doctor is not what you call a conservative Republican, because he's a liberal Democrat. But he believes, just like Trump does, and it appears during this time frame, is that we've got to work together. And he doesn't like the idea of the media trying to put words in his mouth or trying to drive a wedge between him and the president. He says the president is doing everything that we've asked to try and control this. So now some media stations, and Trump's popularity is skyrocketing. You know, well over 60% of the country believe he's handling this correctly. So it's the press is doing what they can to control that. And how can they do that? Well, let's just not televise or broadcast his press conferences anymore. I mean, you would think at this time in our country that if there's any time to pull together and to try and work together, it would be this time. And the country's opinion of how the press is handling this has plummeted on what they're doing. Now, on the other hand, the Record Searchlight, I think, has been doing a great job. If you have not been getting the Record Searchlight, you don't have it online, you might be thinking about it, because their stories Their stories are representative of what's happening here in our town. They're listing restaurants that are open, things that we can't say, because we've got 100 restaurants open, and it would be the whole show. But they've got it listed in the Record Searchlight. They have the different things people are doing. They have national news as far as the coronavirus is going. But they've got how it's impacting on us at the local level. I felt the need because of all the things that are said about the Record Searchlight at times. And I've said a few things that I think they could do better. I wrote a letter to Silas Lyons and Jenny Espinino and said, I think you guys are doing a great job. Keep it up. And their people are working nonstop over there to get us information. So if you haven't, if you haven't taken a look at it, and if you don't, if you don't like having the paper at your house or you want to look at it online, it's probably a good time to do it. The other things going on today at 7:30, we're going to have House of Realty, and we're going to see how this has been impacting on the real estate market and on the business there. I mean, it's a people's lives go on. People are trying to buy a place or rent a place or sell a house because their lives are going on. One of the people that used to work here just got a job in Sacramento. And his house is for sale. So it's interesting to see how that's going to work during this time frame. And I can't wait to talk to our friends from House Realty about that. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back after these messages. It's this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, community-oriented, of course, three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, 1845 California Street, right down from Jack's, and the other in the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Come on down. Experience how they are moving local dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. A community-oriented bank, highly professional and committed to our community. We'll be right back.
Well, I love a rainy night, I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
The City of Reading has provided utilities to our current casino by agreement for the past 25 years. During this time, we have been one of the city's top commercial customers. In addition to paying for our actual utility usage, our agreement requires us to contribute to the city's general fund to offset impacts from our current casino. This has resulted in us contributing about $3.5 million to the city's general fund to help pay for vital public services that benefit us all. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live throughout the world. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. If you're, you know, maybe a time to things have slowed down in your life, as they have for a lot of people, is to go down and get that windshield repaired. Don't bet on the safety of your family, who's been doing this for over a quarter of a century. Is quality workmanship. Guarantees everything he does. He guarantees it for life, whether it's a little chip or a crack, large crack in your windshield. Free inspection and analysis. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Let's go to the phones. Desiree, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. You're here. You're going to tell us about One Safe Place.
I am. So I'm Desiree Bourdon. I'm the president of Voices, which works in association with One Safe Place. We're a group of women that go out in the community and raise education and awareness on domestic violence and sexual assault. And through this whole chaos of this scary COVID virus going around, a lot of people are in place at home with the stay-in, you know, the shelter in place that the governor has imposed on California. And sometimes home is not a safe place either, and that's due to domestic violence. So with the whole economy being affected, you know, people are losing their jobs. Their income has drastically reduced. Tensions are going to rise anyway, just because of the financial fear and what's going to happen in the future. And people that are already in situations of an unsafe home environment, specifically domestic violence, it's going to create even more chaos and unrest and unsettle and potentially danger. So we wanted to let people know that One Safe Place is still accepting clients. There is a system in place that ensures everybody is safe and well and not spreading the virus. They have very strict cleaning rules, and it's more, the new shelter is like a hotel. So you've got your own big room, very nice room, sinks, bathrooms, and we use a lot of cleaning products to clean up after people, and people also clean up after themselves. So it's a safe environment to go into, especially if you're trying to get out of a bad situation.
Well, Desiree, we're having One Safe Place. We'll be on next Thursday. And
nice.
And so they come on once a month. But it's good to hear from somebody that, because this is something that people are concerned about, that with all the chaos that's going on, that domestic violence cases could rise during this. But it's good to know for you to tell everybody that One Safe Place is still there. And it's open.
It's open. It's accepting new clients.
Right.
And we want to protect people not only from the virus but also from domestic violence. And it is prevalent in our community. I ironically just saw some neighbors who are very sweet and kind and loving towards each other, and I saw them fighting out in their driveway, and it wasn't a physical fight, but it was a verbal altercation that was indeed intense. And so it's just an example of distress that is going on in our community right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your phone call. And I said, next Thursday at 8 o'clock, we're going to have One Safe Place in. So thank you, though.
Very good.
Be safe.
Yes, thank you. You guys stay safe and stay healthy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I was wondering, Linda's getting ready for gardening, but she said she was doing the new a new planting area, but the planting area is a whole six feet deep, and I'm not sure what that means.
Heavy equipment.
Well, it's like body wide, but 6 feet deep. I don't know what kind of plants or tomatoes you would put into that. She said, "Don't worry, honey. Don't worry."
Famous last words.
Famous last words. Okay. Hey, I am here with Bruce Middleton and Cameron Middleton from House of Realty. Okay, I'm really interested in this. Life has to go on. And we had, I just mentioned it, somebody used to work here. He works, he was here for about a year. And then his name's Chris Gomez. And Chris works at Channel 7, worked at Channel 7. And I saw a photo of him, they're putting their house up for sale. They're moving to Sacramento. What's the COVID-19 done to our real estate?
It's hard to say, Carl, to start. As with anything having to do with real estate, it's going to take some time, I think, to figure that out in terms of its true effect on the market. I think right now, just in terms of what's come down from the top, the governor's stay-at-home order, it does not include real estate per se as an essential service. So technically speaking, we are to follow the stay-at-home order in its strict form as everyone else is that's non-essential. So the California Association of Realtors basically issued their directive based upon the governor's order, which indicated that we are to do no open houses, and we are not to be doing showings or any in-person marketing, meetings, et cetera, of any kind. So to a large degree, it has really
slowed down.
It has slowed down considerably due to that effect. There are people that don't want to list their homes right now because they just don't want to have anybody.
They don't want people walking through their houses.
Exactly. You have buyers that are going, boy, I don't really necessarily want to get out there either.
Yeah.
So
I don't want to walk through their houses.
So the hard part is, mortgage rates are still down. So, technically there's been a drop in demand, but also, we're at 753 homes as of 5 minutes ago listed on the Shasta MLS. But it doesn't necessarily reflect how many are truly available, I would say, right now. So any market supply and demand, and I think we've had a hit. We're going to take a hit in supply. We're going to take a hit in demand. I think transactions are certainly going to be slowing down. There are still those, though, that are getting a few deals together. Maybe they've seen it prior to the shutdown, or they've been working on this for some time, or they're basically saying, hey, I want to put this in escrow, but I want to do it contingent upon seeing it down the road. So there are some things some agents are doing to try and at least be a little bit creative, use technology, but
and now you've got a interest rate that is, dynamic in the sense of being able to get a house for a 30-year loan. And if you do a 15-year loan, it's even lower probably. So, it's – what is the interest rate?
We're still seeing a lot of refining.
Yeah.
I think Cameron's refining his, I think, right now.
I'm doing a 15-year.
And three quarters, which is free money. I mean, if you old dog like myself, I remember selling homes at 13 and 14%. So.
Well, I tried to buy a home in 1980, and it seemed like it was even higher than that.
Jimmy Carter. Yeah. I think the prime hit 22 or 23 at that point.
I quit. If we hit get that high again, I'll tell you that.
Well, you know what? I was a captain in the Marine Corps. I was stationed in New Mexico and tried to buy a house. The interest rate was so high, we couldn't afford it. People that are a little bit older remember that. Now 2 3/4. Well, tells me we're going to refi the house this week or start it at least while we can.
Well, you know, rates actually jumped when that 10-year T-bill dropped below 1 and rates started really dropping. But there was such an influx of refinancing that they actually raised the rates. They couldn't handle the overload.
Yeah, the mortgage situation is extremely complicated right now because of the lack of being able to see what's going to happen economically here moving forward. There are forces now on the back end. So, again, as most people know, when you have a mortgage, after that mortgage has been completed, you've gone through the process, you buy the house, then these lenders will package all those mortgages together, and then they sell them on the secondary market. And there are institutional buyers that come in and buy those. The problem is that they're starting to worry now about default rates. And boy, is this going to put people out of work?
They can't evict people.
Right. What was a good investment, truly, a month ago? Now, even people that a month ago had great credit scores, great income, great assets, they met all the criteria. Now, all of a sudden, they may not be such a good bet. So the Fed is really stepping in and purchasing those mortgages on the back end, essentially. But that changes rates as well. So, again, you saw a big refi demand. Okay, rates go up a little bit more. Now, all of a sudden, you've got people saying, well, wait a minute here. Purchases start going down. That affects the rates. So the rates really, I mean, there have been wild swings as much as a full point from one day to the next.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's really been something else. And I think, you know, there is still
that's a lot of money over the course of a loan.
Oh yeah.
Now, if you get in on the good ones, when you decide to sell your house, and if they can assume something like that.
Well, and people don't realize too something. For example, I mean, I went from a 30-year to a 15. I'm in the process of doing it. I really, you know, my wife goes, wait, why is our payment going up? Why are we doing that? I said, well, when you do it over a shorter period of time, it's less. But I brought it up on two screens. And I brought up the graph with the amortization table on it, and I just took it, our current loan and our old loan, and 1 year, then the next, then the next, then the next, and 5 years out, 10 years out, looking at how much more equity you have, how much lower your balance is on your loan.
Yeah.
It's substantial.
Well, people just paying another payment a year makes a big difference.
On a 15-year loan, if you make one extra payment a year, your loan is paid off in 12 years. But also with a 15-year loan, you're paying principal right away, as opposed to a 30-year loan with the first 2 or 3 years, it's all interest.
Yeah. So even if you have a 30-year loan, it pays to add maybe another $100 to the payment every month to do that.
It does. And in times like this, again, it's very hard to see where real estate is going to go with this as it comes out. Again, transactions are just down due to the restrictions being placed on our businesses. Now, new construction is allowed per the governor, so there's discussion.
Yeah, there's still construction going on.
Right. Yeah. That's allowed, so there's discussion. Hey, can we facilitate, new construction transactions? The other one is there, you know, some commercial activity. And certainly we were seeing quite a bit of commercial activity leading up to this. And what we're seeing now, I think, as well is, you know, we've got essential services. We're saying, hey, we need warehouse space. Hey, we need to come into Reading. We need an office. That activity is there as well.
If this thing goes full bore, which, you know, hopefully it doesn't, you're going to be seeing FEMA. You're going to be seeing all types of feds coming in. And if during the fires they took over that entire old Kmart.
Oh yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. I showed warehouse space yesterday to the Forest Service because they're getting ready for the fire season. But also, when you think about it, they're talking, how do we separate our firefighters? How are we going to handle this? Where do we house them?
That's more space.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm here with Bruce Middleton and Cameron Middleton from House Realty, and we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you know, Bruce, you've been here for a long time in Reading, and Cameron, born and raised here. Can we talk a little bit about the economics of what's going on in our community right now and what you're seeing, too, because you're plugged into a lot of places also. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark is looking for people during this time now. People are at home. Sometimes they can't take care of their loved ones because that they are having to leave or that they have other businesses that they're having to do. And so there is a demand for good workers. And Sharon Clark is here to help your family, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. If you need any assistance in this type of thing where maybe, you know, surgeries have happened, falls happen, and you need extra help, Sharon Clark. Give her a call at 226-8350. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. She has complimentary in-home consultations to see what you need at your home. Sharon Clark, Home Helpers. We'll be right back with Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House of Realty.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with a peace of mind that your vehicle's in top operating condition. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567-750 in the morning here on Friday the 27th. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Yes, this is a crazy time if you're in the financial markets. Judy Maxwell and her team have been doing this since 1993. If you have questions, please give her a call at 221-0441. Or any of your insurance needs, because a lot of this is going on. What about health insurance? What about your homeowner's insurance? What about fire season coming up? Judy Maxwell has the answers. Give her a call again at 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And I'm here with Bruce and Cameron Middleton of House of Realty. And I want to talk about, you guys are so plugged into the community. You're on the Planning Commission, and Cameron is, and Bruce, you've just been plugged into everything here for, let's just say, over 20 years. We could say over 30 years.
Could say 70.
You could say 70 years. Okay.
I wasn't going to say it.
I wasn't going to say it. I wasn't going to say it either. Yeah. Okay. You know, what do you see happening to our town here?
Well, we're in uncharted waters right now. It's like nothing I've ever seen. I'm in my 38th year of doing this, and this is something we've never seen. We're getting calls daily about negotiating rents, both commercial and residential, and so obviously we're willing to talk about that and try and make it work for everybody. But a lot of the businesses that are paying rents in properties we manage, they're closed down. And a lot of them don't have a lot of cash flow at this point in time. So, yeah, we're negotiating that, and that's just one instance. It's just, interesting times. We have escrows where a house is contingent upon the sale of another house, and we have quite a few of those. But if you can't show the first house, how are you going to try and, close escrow on the second house? And technically we're not supposed to be showing houses. We're not supposed to be active in any way, shape, or form. Property management to me is something that has to continue on. You're dealing with tenants who are having issues and problems, so we're trying to stay on top of that. But as far as showing, existing houses and taking listings, people are calling us and they want their house listed. And we're explaining to them that nobody can really even show the house right now. So,
But you know what, those listings, though, if people call in and say, hey, I'm moving into the area,
yeah,
at least you're going to have that, what kind of house you're looking for. So at least they can look, you can do that.
Yeah, you can start that report.
And some people are coming in here for business, and all this has started way before this. They need a house. They need a home. So it seems to me that there ought to be ways of helping people. I mean,
there's technology we can use.
Oh, yeah.
There are things we can and at least try and assist with. The hard part is there are usually some critical points along the road where you do have to have some kind of physical contact. Now, in terms of listing things, I'm sure we've listed things before with people that are out of the area. They go, hey, I've got a vacant piece of land. Here's the AP number. It's pretty cut and dry. Here's what's on it. Here are the improvements or none. And, go ahead and, we can use DocuSign, electronic signatures, things like that. You can get that information, get something on the market. you know, title and escrow companies. You know, they're struggling with this as well.
Yeah.
They're still operating. I think that's important for people to know, but they're on a lockdown mode.
Mm-hmm.
You know, inspections, that starts to get pretty hairy.
Yeah, that does, because now you've got an appraiser coming through or an inspector coming through the house. And, you know, and if people are older selling their homes, this is something this is something that they could feel is a threat. But let me ask you about this. We've got like 5 minutes left. Out here in front, it's hard to find a parking spot, you know, before. Now, at 1:30, the whole street out here in front is empty except for one car, and that car works for me. The impact that you're seeing, this is, you know, this new $2 trillion plus package. It's not $2 trillion, I've read. I've read that it's really more than this when they start doing other things.
Leveraging.
Will that help?
Oh, that should. I'm just thinking we were looking for a solution to the parking issue downtown, and we were hoping this wasn't going to be the case. But yeah.
Yeah, we found it. I think.
I would just as soon walk a little bit further.
Yeah.
I had real concern with regards to the downtown businesses prior to this.
Yeah.
And now it's even worse. I think that we see little things. We pulled up last night. We just decided, hey, let's go and let's support a local business for dinner. We went down to Carlene's. We called in advance, called up, got our order. Food was absolutely phenomenal. We pulled up. There wasn't any other car out front or in the parking lot, and we went 2 weeks ago. We couldn't find a parking spot down by Carlene's.
I think we saw you that night, if
yes,
I remember
right.
Yes, we
did. We saw you down there.
It was
there.
A Friday night. And we had gotten, we had joined our friends, the Danukas, for dinner. And then that was it, though.
2 weeks ago?
It was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago today. And
yeah.
Yes, that's exactly right. And boy, the place, it was packed.
Yeah. And, you know, and the coronavirus was, you know, this is starting to come. This is mm-hmm. before they did they started shutting down places. And I feel for people because, you know, like Maxwell's right here. They've opened Little Max's because it's kind of the takeout place, but they've closed Maxwell's here. Cleary's is closed.
Well, the Damburger, after 80 years, the Damburger is closed.
Oh, my gosh, not the Damburger.
Yeah, I know. That's
and Jack's.
Jack's
is closed.
And Jack's is, yeah.
No, we're going to see, this area, I think, traditionally has not always recovered as well economically or as quickly as other parts of the country when major things happen, whether that was, you know, the crash in 2000, 9/11, you know, the fires in 08, the fires in 18, you know, the recessions in 08, 09, you know, what really started up there. So, and I'm afraid there's going to be some permanent damage, and I'm afraid, you know, I look at a lot of these events that are postponed or canceled for this year. People don't realize that for a lot of these nonprofits and these service organizations that put these on, these may be their single fundraiser for the entire year. It takes money in advance to put them on. It's very difficult. It takes a lot of manpower to do this. And, you know, there may be some organizations or some events that we don't see anymore after this. They just don't survive to the next year.
They need the money that they make on this one to, like you just said, pay for the next one. And if they don't have it, you're right.
Yeah. Well, so, and there's a lot of things right now that you think about, that the repurposing of the mall, you know, where the new stores, Sprouts is open, obviously, but the new one, the other one, opened for a week and then had to shut down. But you see that Penny's is closed and Macy's closed. There's a question as to whether either one will even reopen.
That's true. They're just kind of on the balance there, that this could be the last impetus for it to push it out.
A lot of small businesses, too, are in that same boat. And it's
their cash flow. The whole thing is cash flow. And if that cash flow stops, I mean, I've talked to people. The owners are running the business, and they've let every one of their people go.
Yeah.
But at least they're cutting time for the unemployment, so people can start, you know, getting checks and they can start, you know, getting unemployment. Anyway, hey, I've been here with Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House of Realty. Thank you so much for coming in today. And hopefully when you come in next month, that we'll have a completely different
Let's hope.
Yeah. It's going to be completely different, but we don't know yet. So, anyway, thanks so much for coming in today, guys.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you.
And you all be careful out there. Okay, hey, when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Kara Tennant in here talking about animals during this COVID virus. People are turning them in. Why?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. As the House moves toward a vote on the massive $2.2 trillion coronavirus relief package, President Trump is blasting one conservative Republican lawmaker for threatening to delay the vote. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
House leaders were hoping to pass the measure by voice vote so that lawmakers wouldn't have to travel to Washington. But Congressman Thomas Massey of Kentucky is threatening to force a roll call vote. President Trump expressed his anger on Twitter, calling Massey a third-rate grandstander and a do-nothing politician who just wants publicity.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy notes the pandemic hitting close to home on Capitol Hill.
We have members on both sides of the aisle who have the virus. We have members who are quarantined. We have members who have challenges with airlines that are getting their flights canceled.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi predicts the relief bill will pass with strong bipartisan support. President Trump, urging quick approval, says he'll sign the bill once it lands on his desk. The president says a big increase in testing is the reason the U.S. now leads the world in coronavirus cases, and New York City is the leading virus hotspot in the U.S., more than 23,000 of New York State's 39,000 cases. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says anyone flying to his state from New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut must self-quarantine.
During the quarantine period, the person shall not allow visitors into or out of the designated quarantine location other than a physician or healthcare provider, and shall not visit public spaces.
A persistent cough and a fever prompting British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to get tested for the virus, and sure enough, he has it. Johnson says he's now in self-quarantine. He's working from home. Wall Street, the Dow down 828 points, and the NASDAQ is off 250, the S&P 84 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The coronavirus is wreaking havoc here in the United States and across the globe. The stock market is plummeting. Sports leagues are suspending their seasons. Schools are sending students home, and the entire U.S. economy has been destabilized. Many experts say this is just the beginning. This is a devastating risk if you're heavy in stocks with no safeguard. Wise investors know to hedge against stock market collapse by utilizing physical precious metals. Noble Gold is a leader in this conservative financial strategy, offering extensive education, patient counsel, and expert guidance by phone. Do you want to get your hands on some physical gold and silver? Noble has you covered. Get it delivered directly to your doorstep. There is no time to waste. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free gold investment guide. NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Australia's Prime Minister announcing stricter quarantine measures designed to slow the spread of the coronavirus and is enlisting the help of the military.
From midnight local time on Saturday, those returning to Australia will be forced to quarantine in hotels in the city they arrive in for 14 days. So far, the requirement has been to self-isolate at home. The army will be deployed to support the state police in enforcing the new restrictions. The checks will include new arrivals who will be quarantining in hotels and those already in self-isolation. Australia's chief medical officer, Brendan Murphy, said that more than two-thirds of coronavirus cases here are returned travelers. More than 40 of those who tested positive are connected to the Ruby Princess cruise ship.
That's the BBC's Sharma Halil. The Iranian military setting up a 2,000-bed hospital in an exhibition center in Tehran, shore up the local healthcare system. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A federal judge ordering an environmental review of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
U.S. District Judge James Boasberg ordered the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to conduct the review nearly 3 years after it began carrying oil. Boasberg wrote that the easement approval for the pipeline remains highly controversial under federal environmental law, and a more extensive review is necessary than the environmental assessment that was done. The judge asked both sides to file briefs on whether the pipeline should continue to operate while this review is being carried out. John Scott reporting.
A New York City subway driver is dead. Several other people injured. An early morning fire on a train that the NYPD says is being investigated as a crime. Fires were reported at three other stations nearby at the same time. Deputy Chief Brian McGee saying we are investigating it as a criminal matter. Again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 841 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live throughout the world today, the 27th of March, 2020, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Care, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared, what's it look like for our weather?
Well, it is currently 37 degrees. Today is going to be mostly sunny with a chance of showers tonight with a high of 62 and a low of 41. On Saturday, showers are likely with a high of 57 and a low of 44. On Sunday, showers likely during the day, then becoming cloudy at night with a high of 59, a low of 43. And on Monday, we have a slight chance of showers with a high of 62 and a low of 45.
Okay. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. And let's go to the phone. Susan Eastman, our financial advisor from Wells Fargo, the first vice president of investments over there. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Well, U.S. equities are declining this morning. The early losses follow a recent rally in stocks with the Dow and the S&P 500 notching their best three-day performance since the 1930s. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 840 points at 21,709. The S&P 500 is off 96 points at 2,534. And the NASDAQ Composite is losing 249 points at 7,548. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America down $1.21 at $21.51, Aurora Cannabis, positive 9 cents, trading at $1 even, Carnival Corp down $2.99, trading at $14.83. For local retail stocks of interest, Target down $1.98, trading at $94.09, Walmart off 92 cents at $108.91, Costco down $7.97, trading at $284.44. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 0.76%. And for commodities, gold is down $10.95 an ounce at $1,645, silver down 16 cents at $14.58 per ounce, and crude oil down $1.33, trading at $21 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
How are you doing, Susan?
I'm losing my voice. Talking too much.
I bet you talked to a lot of...
It's so interesting.
Well, you know what? I use this analogy. It's like riding a tiger. You know,
or a bull.
Well, but you know, the bull will just throw you off and maybe roll on you. The tiger will turn around and eat you. But you've got to stay in the saddle there, huh?
Right. But what I really liked the last 3 days was seeing that there is buying that will come in. We have to go through some more volatility until we get through this, but at least we know that there's the back that dropped there. And it does come back. The market does come back, but we're going to have the seesaw for a while.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, and save your throat.
Keep your distance. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
That's right. Stay away. But you can call anytime you want to Susan Eastman over down on Park Marina Drive. Wells Fargo Investments, and she is the first vice president of investments. Well, it's been like a year that Dr. Kara Tennant is back with us.
Wow. A couple months.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Maybe. Ma'am, either you have to be turned up or I have to turn you up on my earphones here. So, good morning.
Good morning.
I am hearing the weirdest things. You know, people are turning in their pets because they're afraid that the COVID, that they can get the COVID virus from them. Is this ridiculous or is there anything to this?
We don't think so. So there've been two dogs that I know of that have tested positive for the same corona strain, but it was from their owners and the dogs were not symptomatic. So we don't get them from our pets, or okay. We don't get coronavirus from our pets.
From us.
They can, but they don't. Their bodies don't care.
Yeah, because it's – but, you know, somebody said, oh, look at this. You know, I treat – you know, it in the animal world, they said, oh, look, you can get this stuff, and it's for coronavirus. But people don't realize that there's, like, I don't know, how many strains of coronavirus?
So many. There's so many. You know, and you can vaccinate for coronavirus in a dog.
Yeah.
But we don't – well, there are some people who still do, but we don't because it's treatable. It's GI in dogs, so they get vomiting and diarrhea. But we don't have a vaccine for respiratory coronavirus in pets because we just don't see it.
Wow. Okay. Can you, if people are pet with coronavirus and they hold their dog and pet it and everything, and then a dog walks over and somebody else picks it up, can they?
Well, the thing is we don't know, right? Because it can survive on fomites, theoretically pet hair, but it hasn't been proven in a pet.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be too concerned. I consider, you know, just continue to wash your hands.
That's the big thing.
But, I mean, honestly, you should be washing your hands before you eat or touch your face after you touch your pet anyway. So, I mean, that shouldn't change.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, if we learn anything about the coronavirus or about personal hygiene, it is wash your hands a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the, you know, for the hug people, you're just going to have to live with it for a while. Mm-hmm. But washing your hands, you saw how we were, you know, wiping down things with Clorox wipes, you know, before guests come in, after they leave, we're trying to do our part here not to spread it. And we try to keep our social distance inside the studios, and then Jared's locked away.
Yeah, Jared's safe.
Jared is really safe. And, you know,
in a glass box.
Why do you have the hazmat suit on, Jared? Well, I don't understand.
You just, you know.
Is it because she
can't be too safe?
She's going to be talking about microbes that get into your body. What do you...
answer to that.
Because you probably will. Hey, by the way, we are Facebooking this right now, I guess, Sarah. She's nodding her head, yes. I'll move over to Facebook and see if I can see it later. We're experimenting with this. We're going to probably set up so that we can show everyone, put every one of our shows on during the week, and Facebook at the same time, so people can see how well controlled this area is, and how there's no chaos. Or the scary thing is what happens on the breaks. What happens on the breaks? A lot of things are we broadcasting during the breaks? Oh, we are. So that's dangerous. Because a lot of things are said during the breaks by people. You know, they don't want it to go out over the air. So we're going to have to try and figure that out. You know, if people say, hey, look, you know, don't say anything about this, but, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, hey, let's take a quick break. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant from VCA, right?
Mm-hmm.
Karen Animal Hospital at the end of
Hilltop,
up there by the car wash. It's probably closed. In the furniture store, it's probably closed. But you all are an essential service. But people, you don't let people into the offices, though. Is that correct?
No. The owners are not going into the offices or the office.
Okay.
But the pets are.
The pets are. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is in the forefront of fighting this virus. You will not get into that hospital. If you have a loved one in there, then you all will have to FaceTime. Unless it's somebody, it's toward the end of their life, then they're letting in visitors, letting them see two visitors at a time. However, no elective surgeries. They have isolation rooms there. They are prepared if the virus kicks up. Right now, we've only had three cases in Shasta County, but they are prepared at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. 8:14 in the morning. 36 degrees out there, and we'll be right back.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and activities. Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA. Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life could happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Welcome back to Tree Fire Radio here at the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number if you have questions or you want to get into the mix here. The United Way has got COVID-19 grants available for nonprofits. You can either go on the online at norcalunitedway.org or by... to give them a call. there at 241-7521 to help out our nonprofits. Reading Fire Department is Stay at Home Defensible Space Challenge. Now that people, a lot of people are at home, this is a good chance to clear out your areas. And the Shasta County District Attorney has said that it's a fraud alert out there right now. That people are trying to take advantage of this, as they do bogus and counterfeit medical products or medications. There are currently no vaccines, pills, lotions, teas, lozenges, or other prescription over-the-counter products available to treat COVID-19. Do not trust the person calling you. There's no authorized test kits available for testing yourself at home. Masks and other products are in short supply, so scammers are selling counterfeit products online. You know, they end up sending you, a roll of toilet paper, which might be okay, that you're supposed to wrap your head in. Taking the product called chloroquine phosphate. Do not take any form of chloroquine unless it has been prescribed for you by your health care provider. Do not use fish tank cleaners that has it in it. Price gouging. If you feel like there's price gouging, please call the Consumer Protection Unit at 245-6300. Fake charities and individuals claiming to be from legitimate charities are requesting donations. Do not give them, if they request a donation in cash, gift card, or money wire, do not do it. Make sure you know who you're giving your money to. Look-alike government websites have come up. That's bad. So scammers are sending messages posing as the CDC, the World Health Organization, or other experts. They have special information about the virus, insider information, and all they want to do is put malware on your computer. Investment schemes, IT schemes, it just keeps going on. Small business wire fraud. Keep your guard up. Make sure you just don't fall for these things. There's just thousands of them out there right now. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we talked about that actually a dog can get the coronavirus.
There have been two that I know of.
Two. In town. But they
not in town.
Oh.
In China.
Oh, in China. Yeah, well, that means there's probably
not in town.
That's probably thousands then, because Chinese are lying. The Chinese government is lying. Not Chinese, not Asian Americans, none of those. No, it's the Chinese government. So nothing in the United States. That's because our dogs are healthier.
Not that we know of.
Not that we know of.
Okay. We don't know, of course, right? You know, there's so much we don't know. This is a new virus, so every day we're learning something new.
Okay, we're FaceTiming this live. Okay, during this time though, we still need to take care of our pets.
Right.
And is there anything at this time of the year that we need to be looking at?
Well, what I did want to talk about is how if your veterinarian is not closed, then they are open, but they're seeing sick pets, and really, we're limiting our wellness exams and really trying not to see wellness exams. A lot of veterinary hospitals are telling us how busy they are. They can't believe how busy they are, because what's happening is we have all these people who have a lot of time off, and they're thinking, oh, I'll just take my dog to the vet and get the vaccines updated. But we don't want people going out for unnecessary things. You know, we don't want you out, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want you to bring your pet to the veterinarian if your pet is sick or needs treatment, or if you have a puppy or kitten needs vaccines. That's the exception. Vaccines can be postponed. We can postpone that, you know, for a month. That's going to be fine. So I would recommend calling your veterinarian and saying, hey, my cat is doing X, Y, and Z, or my dog is doing X, Y, and Z. Can I make an appointment? Because they'll let you know. Is this essential? Do you need to be out? Most veterinarians are not doing elective surgery, so they're not doing spades and neuters, nail trims, anal gland expressions, you know, things that are not, if you don't do it, they're not necessarily a detriment to the pet. So we have to actually, if we're doing a spay, we actually have to say this dog has a pyometra or infection of the uterus and will die if we don't do it. We can't just do a 5-month-old, 6-month-old spay just because we want to.
What you're saying is just like since this quarantine and people are staying home, are we going to see an explosion? We're probably going to see explosions of babies in 9 months. And are we going to see an explosion of puppies and kittens in 3 or 4 months?
I hope not. I hope not. I mean, and that's part of the problem, right? Is because we spay and neuter for population control as well as medical conditions, but the government has asked veterinarians to not do that right now.
Okay, so again, you're trying to distance people.
Yeah, we're trying to distance people and also save the personal protection equipment because we're limited, just like the humans are. We can't order. We can't get, you know, gloves and masks.
So when you go out to pick up the dog, are your assistants there? Do they go out with the mask and gloves on?
They go out in a gown, and they're not wearing gloves because we can't order gloves. And so we're saving the gloves for the things that we need them. So, for example, rectal exams. We don't want to do that, you know, without a glove. And they can wash their hands. Even if they're having contact with the owner, they go inside, they wash their hands. And we don't have enough N95 masks, and we just have, you know, the regular surgical masks, which show that viruses can go right through them. So they're not wearing masks either. And we're limited in masks. We can't order masks either.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to the hospitals.
Well, because, you know, it's just like toilet paper, right? You know, this first happened when people started hearing about it, and all of a sudden they're ordering as many masks as they can, and then you have... or toilet paper or whatever, and then you have it all gone, you know, and all the manufacturers are overwhelmed because they can't produce it fast enough. And so, we're in the same boat as any other medical facility.
Okay. Are there different times of the year have different types of diseases or things going on?
You know, that is true. So right now I'm seeing parvo and fleas, and almost all the animals I see that are not on a flea preventative are covered in fleas or have tapeworms. And so, I mean, and I see this year round, but right now it is almost every single pet. So I can't stress enough, you know, keep your pet on a flea preventative year round. It doesn't get cold enough here long enough to kill them ever. You know.
Well, so you can still buy the preventative medicine from the veterinarian.
Yes, and if you're the most effective flea preventatives are prescription, right? So you need a physical exam with your veterinarian within a year to get this flea preventative. But at this time, since we're not doing wellness exams, if that's the only thing your pet is due for, or say your pet is due for, you know, a distemper vaccine and your preventative, we're going to refill it for a month until, you know, we can start seeing wellness exams again. Because the important thing is keeping your pet safe and keeping you safe, because fleas, for example, not only transmit diseases to animals, but also humans. And we don't want that either. You know, we don't want to have an outbreak of, you know, nasty diseases that we're already worried about the coronavirus, and then, you know, we're worried about other things too.
There's other things. Well, I mean, you know what? Everybody's concentrating on the COVID-19, but there's other things that are going around.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And flu's going around too.
The flu's been much more deadly than the COVID-19. Mm-hmm. But the idea of social distancing yourself and washing your hands and sanitizing everything you're using should help the flu epidemic too, I would imagine, if people do that. Do you see? I'm going to ask this question and take a break. Do you see telemedicine really coming on when it comes into the veterinary community?
You know, it's really such a good question because...
Okay, well, let's wait to after the break so you can talk about it. This portion of the show, stand down. Okay, get control.
I know, I get excited.
I know you do. Alliance Heating and Air. An essential service is if your heater is not working, or is this last, it's your air conditioner is not working. Alliance Heating and Air are the people you want to call. Been in the business for over a quarter of a century, voted best in the North State, veteran-owned business. totally professional, can work on any type of heating or cooling systems. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. 8:30 in the morning, 36 degrees out there here on Friday, the 27th of March. We'll be right back with Kara Tennant, Dr. Kara Tennant from the Care Animal Hospital.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Oh, hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop, the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567 if you have a question for Dr. Kara Tennant, veterinarian of the world. 36 degrees out there. It's going to be going up to 62 today, cloudy, but looks like it's going to be no rain today, but tomorrow and Sunday it's going to be raining. We were going to be on our way out to another – we were going to head out to Cedarville this weekend, and we're not doing that now. But they've got snow up there. We go up to our annual campaign to help farmers up there continue to have a bumper crop of alfalfa by shooting squeaks. But a pestilence on the farmers up there. But we're not going to this time. Looks like, you know, they don't come out if it's snowing. But I have friends that are going up there anyway. They said that they will go out there and brush away the snow for, you know, out of their little burrows so they can come up and enjoy the sun.
Oh,
I know. It's such a lie. Okay, 8:34 in the morning, and I'm here with Dr. Kara Tennant from Care Animal Hospital. Okay, people still have to take care of their animals. They still have to get their medications. There are things that they need to be seen at. So while no customers are coming into Care Animal Hospital, the animals are coming in. Your people go out, pick them up, bring them in, and then do whatever you have to do then.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. Now, I asked about telemedicine. You know, there's things about, you know, everybody says this is horrible, COVID-19, and it is. But I think you're going to see a lot of changes of way people do things. One of them is telemedicine. I think education, where people can get, you know, can save tons of money and still go to places like Harvard to get their degrees, and cut way back on class time and having to be at that location. So what is telemedicine doing? You were all excited about it at the break.
I know. You know, because California passed a law maybe 6 months ago about telemedicine and how it's incredibly difficult to do for a veterinarian, and you have to have a valid client-patient relationship with someone in order to be able to do that. If you've never physically seen the animal, you can't prescribe medication, things like that. Right now, they're being a little bit more lenient about that because there are people who physically can't come into the hospital. But the problem for me is that as a veterinarian, I rely so much on my physical exam. So those are using my hands and my eyes on the patient, on the pet, because the owner can only tell me, you know, Fluffy hasn't been eating for 3 days. They don't know, is Fluffy not eating because Fluffy is in heart failure? Is Fluffy not eating because Fluffy has an abdomen full of fluid because he has liver failure? Is Fluffy not eating because he's got generalized lymphadenopathy and actually has lymphoma because all his lymph nodes are enlarged? Is Fluffy not eating because Fluffy has a 104-degree fever? So those are all things that I need to know during my physical exam in order to figure out why Fluffy's not eating. And if the physical exam is completely normal, then we need to go to the next thing, either x-rays or blood work or whatever my next diagnostic is. So for telemedicine, it can work for some things, but in my opinion, for most things, I think it's going to be really, really difficult for a veterinarian to help with that. I mean, they're going to be telling these people most of the time, you're going to have to bring your pet in to your veterinarian for a physical exam. Even something like an ear infection. You know, ear infections in a dog or a cat. I mean, with a cat, a lot of, it can be ear mites, it can be a yeast infection. And dogs very rarely get ear mites, but a lot of owners think their dogs have ear mites, and they come in and they say, oh, my dog has ear mites. Honestly, in 14, 15 years of practice, I've actually never seen a dog with ear mites, ever. And so when an owner tells me that, I think, no, the dog actually has an ear infection. I need to find out what kind. Is it a bacterial infection? Is it a yeast infection? Is it a combination of both of those? Because that's going to tell me what kind of medication to give to that pet. So if an owner calls me and I can look at that pet over, you know, a computer screen, I can't tell, you know.
So what good then is telemedicine?
Maybe more advice. I know, just because California sent out, you know, the California Medical Board just sent out this thing that telemedicine is, we're going to be more lenient on, you know, on that, where you don't have to have a valid client.
But unless you look at the animal, like I got a phone call from the VA and said that my doctor, I have, you know, annual physical there, semi-annual physical. He was going to talk to me over the phone, see how I was. Well, I said, yeah, that's okay, because I hadn't had my blood work done by that point. So he's going to have my blood work in front of him to see if there's been any changes. But he always listens to my heart and, you know, checks me out, you know, and he can't do that over the phone.
Yeah.
So he can – it's cutting down his tools, like your tools would be cut down if you can't tell. I mean, Fluffy's not eating. Have you ever met a dog named Fluffy?
Yes.
Okay, I was just wondering. Jared told me about a girl he met named Fluffy. I was – never mind. But that cuts down on your tools. So all you're doing is you're just getting kind of a superficial – you know, okay, here he is, and there's blood coming out of his ear. Okay, right. I can see that, you know, bring him in type of thing.
You know, for some things it can work. You know, if I say I have, say I do an amputation and we want to call and see how the pet is doing, but I want to see what that incision looks like a few days later, you know, that can work. They can, you know, move the camera around so that I can see. But, you know, for most things and for most patients, that I'm, especially right now, because I'm just seeing sick patients, I can't see how that's going to help me.
Right.
Now, if they want advice, that's different. You know, Fluffy ate 3 tablets of ibuprofen. Okay, so.
What happens if Fluffy eats 3 tablets?
Oh, Fluffy goes to kidney failure.
I mean, unless you empty it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Empty her stomach, right?
Yes. And also it depends on how big Fluffy is. You know, Fluffy's a 4-pound Pomeranian. Fluffy's in renal failure, and that's a big, big problem.
Yeah.
She needs to be hospitalized. But, you know, I just, you know, you could just do that with a phone call, right? I don't necessarily need to physically see what that pet looks like when I'm giving advice like that.
Yeah.
And that has to be somebody I have a valid client-patient relationship. It can't just be,
well, somebody can call in, though, and ask that same question. You don't have to see them.
They can, but I can't give advice except call Animal Poison Control. And Animal Poison Control is probably the best. I mean, that is probably the best advice that I can give, because they actually, they can calculate it. They give you a case number so that if you do have to go to the vet, then the vet can call Animal Poison Control and say, hey, I've never seen this toxicity before. How do I treat this? And they have a step, like step one, you do this.
Do you actually have that number in your head right now, or should I look that up?
I don't.
Okay, we'll look it up.
Jared,
look up, please look up the animal poison.
Animal poison control.
It's a national number, though, right?
It is. But it's not an easy number to remember.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll find out. It's 800 call vet. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Okay. So telemedicine, where it sounds really good, you know, everybody gets excited about it.
Uh-huh.
No, that's not necessarily going to work. I can see where teleeducation could work, because you can, you know, you can send your homework in over the computer. The professor or his assistants or the teacher can look at the work being done from distance. The schooling at home that's been going on it's been remarkable, things I've heard, kids being suspended from homeschooling, that they don't want to do this, and that they finally realize that teachers should be paid a lot more.
Can't believe it takes this for them to realize that.
Well, it does. You know, it's like, you know what, I'm having problems with 2, and the teacher's got 28. Are you kidding me?
I don't even know how.
I don't know
how they do it. They're amazing.
I came back from Iraq last time, and I got my credentials for California to teach. So I was substitute teaching in all the schools around here. And I realized during that time I was substitute teaching, that wasn't something I was going to do full time, because it was I'd passed that mark years ago. About being able to put up with that. Maybe 4th graders. Those are pretty cool kids. You know, they're at that point where they learn a lot. Okay. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant from Care Animal Hospital. We talked about telemedicine. We talked about dogs cannot give you the coronavirus. Why are people turning in their animals? Is it because they've lost their jobs and they can't afford to feed them, or they just really believe that?
I think it's probably they think they could get sick from their pets. But you know, your pet reduces cortisol, and so your pet's actually really good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And they've seen an upturn in in fostering right now. A lot of people are calling because they want to foster because they're home and they can foster. And I think that's a great idea because pets do have a calming effect on humans.
And it's a proven effect.
It is proven.
That's why they bring them out. They bring them in the hospitals. They bring them into universities during finals.
During finals.
Yeah, so people can come out when they're crying and hug a golden lab. Makes them feel a lot better.
That's amazing. Golden lab make everything feel better.
I mean, there's some dogs that when you see them. Oh. I mean, do you feel
just
that?
I saw one yesterday. Oh my goodness, he was the cutest. That he wagged his tail the entire time. He came in for limping, so he wasn't feeling well, and he was 11, 12, older guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my, and he just had this, I don't know, this thing about him that just made me feel so happy, and I just wanted to love on him all day.
Uh-huh.
And his owners, I told them that I just loved their dog because he was so amazing. And they said, we feel the same way. He's the sweetest dog. And he was. He was uncomfortable. And he let me do his entire physical. And he wagged his tail the entire time. And he didn't, you know, he didn't try to bite me. He didn't cry. He didn't pull away. He let me do what I needed to do.
Yeah, even though it was painful.
Even though it was painful.
If you're watching Facebook right now, you can see... You can see Dr. Tennant. She's got her hands over her heart, and you're very expressive. You're very expressive. We're on Facebook with this, so with our show. So just go to Free Fire Radio on Facebook, and you can see what's going on here. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show, even though they're not open, though they should be, I think their essential service is Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a veteran-owned business that supported our community in so many ways, and I wish that we could figure a way to get them open again. Tim and Logan down there are just outstanding people, discounts for seniors and veterans. And I would think that if you went in there on an appointment, it was just you and him, that might be okay. Give them a call, though, at 244-9478. They may have opened up here in the last couple of days, so I doubt it. But that's Cypress Square Barbershop. And we've got to remember our small businesses. So we need to just load them up as soon as this quarantine order is lifted. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant, VCA Care Animal Hospital.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 27th of March, Friday, 2020, 8:50 in the morning. It's gone on. The temperature right now is between 36 and 38, and it's in there. But when you're in 36 to 38, that's still, has it gone up at all, Jared? Are we gone up to like 39? It's still cold.
It is. It is actually 39 degrees.
39 degrees. I have people in the chat room saying they just lost all their early planting of summer squash and all that's gone. Just gone. It's going to be cloudy today and raining over the weekend, it appears. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. I'm here with Dr. Kara Tennant from Care Animal Hospital, VCA Care Animal Hospital on Hilltop. They're open for business because that's an essential service. You will not get into the building. You call first, and then they'll come out and pick up your pet. Yeah. What if it's a strange pet, like a, you know, like a 15-foot boa constrictor?
You know, I had a call last week for a bird, and I said, no.
You don't do birds?
No. I don't do birds, snakes, guinea pigs, rabbits, none of those.
Oh. Or
I like them.
You don't do horses or cows or anything? Oh, you're just small.
I just love cows.
You love cows?
Yeah, no. Nope, just smalls. Just the smallies, just the dogs and the cats. I don't know much about anything else. I haven't done any of that stuff since vet school, so you don't want me working on your boa.
Okay. I'll just go someplace else. I mean, you know, it's 34 feet of boa constrictor.
Could be.
The veterinarians, you know, we talk about this big shortage now of doctors, and they're letting doctors graduate early so they can start helping. You know, like, in their, you know, they're finishing up in the next few months. They're graduating them early so they can start helping with this. New York appears to be one hospital at this point, appears to be almost overrun. They had 100 deaths in one day in New York, so many thousand people sick. Veterinarians, though, have been we've had a shortage in veterinarians for years.
True.
I was told that for doctors, a decision was made back in during Clinton's time frame about limiting the number of doctors we train every year. You know, that will get federal support. You know, it's capped at a certain amount, which seems kind of strange. Are veterinarians the same thing? There can only be so many of them going through school.
You know, each school limits how many they can do and they can produce. But there have been a few new vet schools that have kind of popped up and become AVMA accredited. And so they're trying to help. It's just, you know, California, for example, has two vet schools, and Nevada doesn't have any vet schools. you know, and Colorado has one, Washington has one. Not every state has a vet school. So
now you went to school, though, out of the country.
I did.
You were in Belize?
Grenada.
Grenada, I'm sorry, Grenada. You weren't, but you weren't part of the Grenada invasion. That was way before your time.
Well, you know, I was maybe, what, three or four years old during that time.
Really? It was that long ago?
Well, it was in the early 80s, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I can't remember what year, 82, 83.
That's my problem is I remember things great. I just don't remember how long ago it was. But there are schools out there that obviously offer a good education. They're just not from the United States. So when you go through that, and you went through Grenada, but when you graduated, you still take tests back in the United States.
Yes. And at the time when I went, they were not AVMA accredited. So what that meant is not only did I have to take the national boards like everyone does and then the state boards, but I also had to take the foreign boards. And so anyone who's coming to the U.S. from out of the country that is not an AVMA accredited school has to take the foreign licensing exams. Now the school I went to is AVMA accredited, so you can go and not have to do all the stuff to pass the foreign boards.
Okay.
Which is nice, because I mean it's a great school, great place to go. Not a lot to do there except study, which is nice.
There's not a lot to do in Grenada.
Yeah, because you're on an island.
Yeah, you've got beautiful waters there.
Exactly.
So you never went to the ocean or anything?
No, all the time.
Okay, but what we're saying here, it's like other schools that may not be in the United States, but it offers for people of our citizens to be able to go to these schools if they can't get into a veterinary school here. So the one in Grenada is accredited by the United States. I'm sure there are other ones throughout the world.
Yeah, and there's still, I mean, vet school, no matter where you go, is still going to be tough to get into because there aren't a lot of them. And there are more applicants than there are places for students.
Are most of the veterinarians women?
There are now.
Is that right?
Yeah. So it used to be a male dominated profession, and then just maybe 10, 15 years ago became a female dominated profession. So, yeah.
Be interesting to see if the people medical professions like that. Because more and more women, of course, are getting into formerly male-dominated jobs. Mm-hmm. So now, though, it seems like, you know, like you only have like female women working with you, and there's other offices, of course, that are, you know, that from the older some of the older guys,
right.
It's male. Okay.
Right.
What do you want to tell people about their pets during this time? Can if you're depressed, your pet's going to get depressed?
So I think pets are really sense how you're feeling, and so if you're depressed or you're stressed, you know, they're pretty in tune to that. I think pets can be really supportive during that time. The times that I've been home and stressed or sad or, you know, whatever, my pets tend to be they tend to stick closer, and, you know, they want to be right by me or touching me or something like that. And so I think that if you're home, and right now, you know, it's tough because we love being social, we love being around other people, and we just can't really do that right now. But our pets can, and they really can help with that. They can help with anxiety and stress and depression. There have been several studies that have proven that. The other thing too is now that we're home, we're actually seeing our pets more. So, you know, we're not at work and then coming home and finding out that Fluffy's been sick all day. We can see it now, like, oh, Fluffy's scratching all day, or Fluffy's been vomiting all day, or, you know, so it is nice that people are more attuned to what their pets are doing because they're able to actually see that.
I understand there was a poll taken among dogs, and that 98% of them fully approve of the self-quarantining in their people or home, where the same number of cats are thinking about committing suicide.
That's right. It's every dog's dream to have their owner's home all day. Cats, maybe not all of them. They're not so excited. You know, they like to have their own time during the day when their owners are.
So they can get their 22 hours of sleep.
So they can get their 22 hours of sleep uninterrupted.
Dr. Kara Tennant, you've been, how long have you been coming on this show?
Probably 4 years.
Four years, yeah. Well, you had so much information that, you know, the big thing is as far as anybody knows, you're not going to get COVID-19 from your animal. There's many strains of coronavirus. Some of them are back, you know, animals can be vaccinated against it, but it's not this type. It's not this strain. You don't need to get rid of your animals. You don't need to be scared about it. You just need to enjoy your animals now that if you're home.
Enjoy your animals.
Yeah.
And maybe adopt some animals.
That's the other thing, too. If you've got time at home, Haven Humane and other places have got would love to have you probably foster kittens or other, you know, or dogs or puppies or something like that.
And you can go online and you can see who's available. And they have nice descriptions, too.
Yeah.
It's a good time to do it.
Okay. Thank you very much. Be safe out there.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Hey, on Monday we're having Randall Hempling in. And Randall's going to be talking about the health care in our area up here, our region up here, and the other things that are going on. He's on a member of the board up there for medical care for people on Medicaid here in California and up here on the Northern California region. So have a good weekend. Stay safe. Stay apart. And remember, it's just the good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys out there and quarantine ourselves.
Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.